Now, as we come into our sitting, or maybe we're standing, maybe we're lying down, we're being very deliberate, regardless, around the posture. And we're also making sure we're in a quiet, secluded place. And so taking a bit of time to be very deliberate about how you're positioning yourself and feel into the body as it makes contact with the earth. And along with the seclusion and the deliberate posture, we set intentions for the practice. Today, really emphasizing cultivating stillness. And can we do this with attitudes of warmth, kindness, a deep acceptance of how things are, moment to moment to moment. Being curious all the while. As Sylvia Boorstein says, can I meet this moment fully? Can I meet it as a friend? Can I meet this moment fully? Can I meet it as a friend? And she also says, as part of this, the only reality is this moment and how I meet it. The only reality is this moment and how I meet it. And so choosing a way to practice today that suits you in this moment for really gathering into stillness. A sense of calm. What method will you use? Feeling body, body sensations, body scan, the breath in a particular spot, the emphasis on in-breath or out-breath, feeling breath in the whole body. Noticing qualities to breathing or counting the breaths. Perhaps a word like calm or peace or rest or loving kindness phrases. Perhaps you might be noticing the Vedana, the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, neither. So choosing your method for practice and practicing in the silence, with warmth, with interest. remember that we're not being tight with our chosen way of practicing. The attention will wander, and we simply notice that and come back to however we've chosen to practice, whatever our anchor is. And we do that again and again and again. And this helps to gather, cultivate the awareness into stillness. Remember too to let practice unfold. Sometimes we start in a particular way, say with body sensations, and then that opens into breathing. And we can follow that. Or we might really feel the need for loving kindness. And we do that for a while and gather with the phrases. And then there's a peacefulness and we can just be with ourselves as we are, perhaps with body, with breathing, a spacious awareness even. Let the practice reveal itself.
Mm.
we might ask, what is truly lacking in this moment? What is truly lacking in this moment? So let the question float as we continue to gather, cultivate stillness. In these last few minutes of our practice, we might notice any benefits from how we've chosen to practice, any benefits from gathering, collecting, coming into some measure of stillness. We might notice if there's possibly any boost to confidence in practice, our capacity to practice. We might notice if there's possibly some kind of sense of a pleasant abiding. Something on the joy spectrum. Pleasant abiding, satisfaction, ease, contentment. Maybe even some sense of delight. And as we finish up listening to this poem by Mary Oliver, can you imagine, for example, what the trees do, not only in lightning storms or the watery dark of a summer's night or under the white nets of winter, but now, and now, and now, whenever we're not looking. Surely you can't imagine they don't dance from the root up, wishing to travel a little, not cramped so much as wanting a better view or more sun or just as avidly more shade. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there, loving every minute of it, the birds or the emptiness. The dark rings of the years slowly and without a sound thickening, and nothing different unless the wind, and then only in its own mood, comes to visit. Surely you can't imagine patience and happiness like that.